Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Kansas City Athletics and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bert Campaneris. Batting second. The third baseman, Wayne Causey. Batting third. The second baseman, Dick Green. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ken Harrelson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Tommy Reynolds. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Mike Hershberger. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Nelson Matthews. Batting eighth. The catcher, Rene Lachman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Fred Talbot. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Fred Talbot. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Don Buford. Batting second. The left fielder, Danny Cater. Batting third. The right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Pete Ward. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bill Scourin. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting seventh. The catcher, John Romano. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gary Peters. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Gary Peters. And now, play ball. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris strikes out. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey bunts towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson takes first base on ball four. Green moves to second. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Peters fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Talbot, and towards Campaneris, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Matthews. Cater reaches second base with a double. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Matthews. Robinson reaches second base with a double. Cater scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a fly ball into center field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Scourin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scourin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Reynolds throws the ball into Green, who tags Scourin trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Robinson moves to third. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger strikes out. One out. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rene Lachman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lachman hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Buford reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox won, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, White Sox. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano strikes out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a pop-up towards short. Campanera settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Fred Talbot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Talbot strikes out. One out. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0-for-1 in the game. Campaneris takes first base on ball 4. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Campaneris. The throw from Romano and he is safe. Campanera steals second. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-1 in the game. Causey hits a line drive into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Green strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-1 in the game. Buford strikes out. One out. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Cater hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Green settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a pop-up towards first. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-1 in the game. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Harrelson moves to second. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Harrelson. The throw from Romano and he is out, Ward applying the tag. Reynolds moves to second. One out. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Reynolds moves to third. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0-for-1 in the game. Hershberger strikes out. Two outs. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0-for-1 in the game. Matthews hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Athletics, 2. White Sox, 2. Rene Lachman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lachman is 0-for-1 in the game. Lachman hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-1 in the game. Ward hits a fly ball into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Skowron strikes out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hansen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Fred Talbot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Talbot is 0-for-1 in the game. Talbot hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Peters fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Campaneris hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Berry who is chasing the ball. Campaneris reaches third base with a triple. Frank Larry now pitching. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-2 in the game. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Campaneris scores. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 3-2, Athletics. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Green hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-2, Athletics. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Harrelson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-2, Athletics. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Reynolds strikes out. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0-for-2 in the game. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-1 in the game. Romano hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-1 in the game. Berry is called out on strikes. One out. Tommy McCraw pinch hits for Frank Larry. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harrelson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McCraw for the out. Romano moves to second. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-2 in the game. Buford hits a fly ball into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Tommy McCraw now playing center field. Greg Bolo now pitching. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Matthews hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Romano fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rene Lachman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lachman is 0-for-2 in the game. Lachman strikes out. Two outs. Fred Talbot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Talbot is 0-for-2 in the game. Talbot strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Cater hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Cater moves to second. Jesse Hickman now pitching. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-2 in the game. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards third. Causey fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Robinson moves to second. One out. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Skowron hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green fields it and throws to second for the out. Robinson moves to third. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hansen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Green is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Wes Stock now pitching. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Romano takes first base on ball 4. J.C. Martin pinch hits for Greg Bolo. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-1 in the game. McCraw hits a pop-up towards short. Campanera settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. J.C. Martin now catching. Hoyt Wilhelm now pitching. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Harrelson hits a fly ball into left field. Cater settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Reynolds hits a pop-up towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0-for-3 in the game. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Matthews hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hershberger moves to third. Rene Lachman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Martin for a passed ball. Hershberger scores. Matthews moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 7-2, Athletics. Rene Lachman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lachman is 0-for-3 in the game. Lachman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-3 in the game. Buford takes first base on ball 4. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Cater hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Buford moves to second. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Buford moves to third. Cater moves to second. Don Mossy now pitching. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-3 in the game. Ward hits a pop-up towards short. Campanera settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Skowron hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Buford scores. Cater scores. Robinson moves to second. It's 7-4, Athletics. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hansen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Robinson scores. Skowron moves to second. It's 7-5, Athletics. Al Weiss pinch runs for Ron Hansen. Dave Nicholson pinch hits for Hoyt Wilhelm. John Wyatt now pitching. Smokey Burgess pinch hits for Dave Nicholso. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Skowron moves to third. Weiss moves to second. Two outs. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-1 in the game. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wyatt fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the White Sox 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Weiss now playing shortstop. Bob Locker now pitching. John Wyatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wyatt hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Locker fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Campaneris hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of McCraw. Campaneris reaches second base with a double. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Skowron scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Causey for the out. Two outs. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Green strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-2 in the game. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harrelson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McCraw for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Buford hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Green settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. Cater hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Matthews. Cater reaches second base with a double. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Robinson strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Athletics, 7, and Chicago White Sox, 5. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.